Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you gone to sleep? 913-586-7965. I doubt it. But I'll tell you what, you're about to have a feel-good Friday.
Yep.
Feels like we haven't even stopped. Somebody texted me my group text last night. A friend said, think Likens is going to have a rough day at work tomorrow. I said, I don't know what your definition of rough is, but it's the complete opposite for me.
If it's getting up at, 4 a.m. and rolling in after, a game that ended at midnight, maybe. Hey, man, but hey, the adrenaline's running.
I got 5 hours of sleep.
It's about what I got last night.
I got a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey. You signed up
you
for that credential.
You signed up for it, brother. Like, you didn't have to do that. Nobody's holding your feet to the fire.
You know what? When you're 50 years old, God willing, we get there. You'll look back on that night and be like, I was at that game.
That's double your age right now. You can tell your future grandchildren you were at that opener when the Chiefs dropped the banner. They presented 4 Super Bowl trophies. How cool was that at the beginning of the game? Bobby Bell, you got rolled out there. Got Mitchell Schwartz rolled out there. Chad Henne out of nowhere coming out there and celebrating that. Like, that was the moment right there. Like, so random was Chad Henne coming out and supporting that Super Bowl trophy. And then obviously the Hunt family with the fourth one. I thought that was really cool at the beginning of the game to see those eras of the Chiefs and the two eras, I guess you could say, of the Chiefs get their Super Bowl trophies. But man, it has to be a thorn in the side of the Ravens. It was almost meltdown last night post game for the Baltimore Ravens. Like, they're going to regret a lot of the crap that they were. So I almost said a word there. They're going to resent and regret a lot of the crap that they were peddling last night after the game. Like, at 5:30, I literally said to Mac and go, start the show now. I'm ready to go. It's time to go and talk about this newfound rival. Now it's no longer the Bengals. It's no longer Buffalo. It is now the Baltimore Ravens. Based on what you will hear these guys say after the game, the Baltimore Ravens are now officially the new number one rival for Kansas City.
This is probably the worst game we're going to play all year. So if this is the best that they got, I mean, good luck in the postseason.
Hey, how about you keep your feet in bounds?
Yeah, how about you know what out of bounds is?
Oh, he flopped. He flopped. That's why the referees didn't call it. It was a great call, a great no call by the ref. But whoever 88 is, I don't know who he is, but He better watch himself.
He did
a little slick push.
Was there somebody on the sideline that pushed you as well?
Yeah, whoever number 88 is. I have no idea who he is, but I'll see him when I see him.
His name is Hendershot.
Yeah, Peyton Hendershot. Like, he squared up. He was
ready
to go.
It's
a horrible play. He's the face of the franchise. I mean,
face the NFL.
Face of American sports is kind of what I tweeted last night. So you got to protect the face of American professional sports situation.
I don't want to hear people say, oh, the Chiefs get away with everything. Now, they did get a free timeout from Spagnuolo.
Yeah, which is bizarre.
Can't
still.
Help that.
Yeah, right. That's the referee's fault, though.
I mean,
stuff goes on the sidelines that, you know, happens. The referee's got to control all of that. But Spags was running around like a crazy man trying to get that timeout, channeling his head coach on the sideline. And then that play right there that we talked about with Mahomes getting hit out of bounds. You see Nagy running down there? He was ready to roll, too. Like, don't mess with this sideline or Peyton Hendershot's going to be living in your dome.
I also don't know what Lamar Jackson was seeing.
I thought it was a touchdown, though. I still think it's a touchdown.
Well, you can wish in one hand and crap in the other, Lamar. It's not a touchdown. His foot was out of bounds. And, you know, there's ways you can be a better player. There's ways you can get around those things. And Mahomes, being the smart man that he is, will let you know these things.
I mean, because it looked good from my angle on the sideline.
Yep.
But then the first view you saw, you could see the cleat. So that's a great football team, and I'm sure we'll see him again at some point in the playoffs. So now we're happy with the win now, and he's got to wear white cleats next time. That's my advice for him.
So I can guarantee you Adidas is running a line of just like back of the end zone white cleats
for
all
the
entire Kansas City Chiefs players. But again, that's one of those things, right? Like, there's always going to be two outcomes. There's going to be a winner. There's going to be a loser, obviously, like John Madden would tell you. But the one thing is that
unless you tie,
there was a better team on the field last night in week one of the NFL season, and that was the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Baltimore Ravens have a losing mentality at the end of the game where he better watch himself. Sorry, you're not going to play the Chiefs the rest of the year. You're now 0-1. The Chiefs are 1-0. Massive tiebreaker over you. And we talked about this yesterday. If they win week one and then win week two, the AFC is over, and everybody else has to watch and say, okay, are we going through Arrowhead to win the AFC Championship?
Well, and that's where we're headed right now. And you know, these guys after the game, man, like, you guys are morons. I mean, really. Like, and I don't mean that as a hyperbolic or anything like that. Having those comments after the game, if you do face this team again, which a lot of people believe you'll have to come here now and face them in an AFC Championship game, or if Lamar can find a way to win in the postseason, come here for an AFC Championship game. But man, like, those comments last night are going to be the ones that get rolled out in January when we do see this Ravens team again. You got to win with class and you got to lose with class, right? And I understand you're frustrated after the game and how it all went down. But there was nothing in that game that went against the Baltimore Ravens. I watched a little of Jim Harbaugh last night in his post-game press conference. John Harbaugh, yeah. And it sounded like to me, just by watching him, like, they had won the game. And I was like, all right. You know, Harbaugh's like, this was a great football game, two great teams, all this, like, praise for everything that went on, kind of feeling the emotion of everybody. And he goes, we just didn't get it done, and blah, blah, blah. It was a great football game. And then you have Roquan Smith after the game, then you have Isaiah Likely after the game, and then you have Lamar Jackson after the game saying those things that they did. Patrick Mahomes is going to use that as ammo, and if you think losing by 7 points hurts in the playoffs at home, wait till you come here and get motorboated by 55 in the postseason and see how that feels in January, getting hit upside the head, cheap hit out of bounds, all that kind of stuff that occurred last night. Like, if anybody should be ticked off this morning, it should be Patrick Mahomes for not getting that call on the sideline. It should be everybody else for not getting that call on the sidelines. The referees blatantly missed a call on the sidelines involving the face of American professional sports, and Roquan Smith wants to go out there and fight Peyton Hendershot because he tried to get up and protect his quarterback. Peyton Hendershot's got a lifelong contract here in Kansas City because that dude's not in pads. He's been here 5 minutes, and he's ready to throw hands last night. So Roquan Smith, kiss my ass.
That sounds like Dusty Likens on After Hours, but it's Bob Fesco, and this is 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you. Chiefs win, 27-20.
What the hell is Lamar saying? I thought he was in. No, he clearly was out. Like, there's no opinion on this one, right? It's not an opinion. It is a fact.
Out.
He was out of bounds. Well, I thought he was in. Well, you're wrong.
Yeah, the game.
No, I thought he was in. But you're still wrong. Like, you can think all you want. He was clearly out of bounds.
The Chiefs were simply a better team last night. Lamar Jackson might have looked like the best athlete on the field, But Lamar Jackson's numbers as a quarterback were not great.
No.
They literally, I mean, we can give him 26 of 41 for 273 and a touchdown. Meh.
Most of those passes started behind the line of scrimmage, in the first half. He
point
had nothing.
0.8 yards per pass attempt in the first half.
Point 0.8.
Bo Nix at Oregon levels. It was crazy.
Like, how do you do that? Like, how is it that bad where you're 0.8 per air yard?
It's nuts, man.
As a quarterback in the NFL in the first half.
And this isn't Lamar 3 years ago in the Ravens. Oh, they don't have weapons. You know, he's got to run and make it work.
They got weapons.
No, they've got weapons. They've got Bateman. He's a good receiver. Zay Flowers is a stud. They've got the best tight end duo in the league.
I mean, that likely kid can really play. He's legit. There are weapons out there for Lamar. I mean, if you really want to boil it down, Lamar lost that game for Baltimore last night. And I love Lamar. And I'm a huge Lamar apologist. Lamar Jackson, if you really want to boil it down, you lost that game last night for your team. Not likely being out of bounds. The play before, you had a wide open cat in the end zone, and you didn't even come close. You didn't even come close to hitting that gentleman. And did you see the reaction as well? Oh, my God, the body language. The body language by his wide out going, throwing his arms in the air. Because you couldn't get more wide open.
He knew it, and then Lamar put the little sign up of we were that close. Well, that's the cliche that is in the NFL, that it is a game of inches. The toe being out.
That was yards.
Missing that play in the end zone. And again, we can dive back down memory lane of this game. To start the game, there were two different times on the first drive on third and long the Ravens got the first down.
The original story of this game early on was Chiefs can't get off the field on third down.
Right, and that will change. Spagnuolo will figure that out and will change that. And the other thing, too, is that this offense moved fluidly through the entire night. Now, there were some hiccups along the way. Now, the Mahomes interception was, that's a dummy old play. Yeah, Mahomes will go back and think, I shouldn't have thrown that. I get that. That's what a gunslinger is going to do. But the way that Mahomes was able to take that game in that moment, it just looked like they never changed their way or their game plan, whereas it looked like the Ravens had a game plan, and then once they figured out they couldn't do that, the Ravens went back to what they were 2 years ago, where they're like, we're just going to let Lamar run it. And everything was fine after that, because it's like, you want Lamar Jackson to run, you can run all damn game, because we have a lead on you, we have a defense, and our offense will stay on the
field.
But
why not the last play of the game run Lamar Jackson? Instead, like, that was his strength, because he was running very effectively last night. Last play of the game?
Right.
Let Lamar run that football, let Lamar run, let him get out there in space, because he was crushing the Chiefs from a running standpoint. So I just thought last night, man, Lamar lost that game for the Ravens. I mean, he did not do his best in order to put his team in the position to win a football game. You can't miss a guy that wide open in the end zone.
And maybe one of the most important plays that will either go, I mean, I'm sure that the nerds will be talking about it. I was talking about it last night. I just said something in the break, but it was, Mahomes catching that pass on that deflected pass.
Yeah.
And knowing that, instead of swatting it down, which is what every coach will tell you when there's a deflected pass, just swat it down. Mahomes, in my opinion, knew the Ravens didn't have a timeout.
Oh, yeah.
He knew there was 2:30 left on the clock. He caught it, caressed it, went down, knowing they couldn't stop the clock, knowing it was going to go the 2-minute warning, and that was huge as well.
It was big, man. It was a big moment for Patrick Mahomes, and I think we all thought of that because we all know now how smart Patrick Mahomes truly is. He's got one of those photographic type of memories, I believe, right? And so I think he obviously knew the play, and it was going through his head as that ball was going up in the air. The difference is it was probably going through our head at a very fast rate. Through Patrick Mahomes' head, it was probably slowed down. He's going, oh, wait a second here. That ball's in the air. I better catch that because they don't have any timeouts left. And if I catch that ball instead of batting it down, we can run another 30 seconds off the clock. And that's probably about the speed that it went through Mahomes' head. So he's like, all right, let me catch this ball, fall down, and ultimately win the game for the Kansas City Chiefs.
13 seconds left. First quarter, Chiefs are down by one. Bible send a group text saying, boys, the game is done. When was it over? Did Bob text you? He texted me too. I wonder how he knew.
I wonder how he even knew my number. I'm going to save it as British lady.
A 7-7 tie. 3:50 to go, first quarter. Third down and six. Chiefs are blitzing. They throw in the right flat. Pass is caught, and he's lit up right away. Justin Reed hits Justice Hill. A gain of just 2 yards on another check down throw, but this time the check down was demolished by Justin Reed.
And that's when I sent y'all the game over text with about 3 minutes or so to go in the first quarter. It was a third and six at the 48-yard line, and Justin Reed came in like a heat-seeking missile and blew that thing up, and that was the game over text yesterday when I declared this thing over. And you know what? I told Mac before the game, the Chiefs are in on it as well. You look at their post-game notes, the first note under the stats, Reed with huge stop. Safety Justin Reed got his day going with a huge third down stop. There it was, right there. Big play of the game. Flipped the table right there. They needed a big moment. They needed a big play. They weren't getting off the field on third down. Here comes your veteran leader from the safety position blowing up that play and sending Justice Hill back to the Inner Harbor.
I think he had 8 tackles last night.
Reed, he did.
Yeah. Amazing game.
To me, the game was over when Trent McDuffie got the tackle for the loss or for the turnover on downs.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you're the number one corner in the league.
Big play
you
by Trent,
too. You don't have to have 7 interceptions and 4 of them be, you know, touchdowns. Last night, Zay Flowers, when he was matched up against Trent McDuffie, 2 targets, 1 catch, 19 yards, 1 tackle for a turnover on downs.
Yeah, Trent McDuffie was really good last night. I know they always want to highlight the bad plays that are made, and there was one where Trent McDuffie, you know, didn't have the guy covered or whatever, and people, oh, look at Trent McDuffie. They don't show you the good plays. That's the problem with judging, like, defensive backs. You only see the plays when they mess up. You never see the plays when they shut down the field. But that one you're talking about with about 10 minutes to go, that 4th and 3 right at midfield where he stuffed it, that turnover on downs, big play by Trent McDuffie. Your defense has to come up and make those big plays. Chris Jones, a couple of, you know, a drive or so before that, getting, you know, the sack and the strip, and then Felix coming up with the recovery on that play, right? Have a little Felix love this morning. He had a tackle for loss and a fumble recovery in that game last night, right? Like, quietly had himself a couple of big plays in that ball game. So Chris Jones coming through, getting that big sack, getting the strip, and then KC recovering it, you know, at that point in time. The other thing, though, too, is, like, when you get those moments, you got to finish them off in the end zone, right? That one finished off with a field goal, and I was texting some people. They're like, I hate that 6-point dominating lead, because you were dominating at that point, but you only had that 6-point lead. Put those field goals into touchdowns, and that game is a runaway freight train for Kansas City. I mean, that thing's clearly over by halftime, and most people are leaving the ballpark a little early last night because it turns into a blowout if you just put those balls into the end zone instead of settling for field goals at that point in time. But again, it's week one. It all comes with the territory.
Exactly.
And you know, you have some mistakes. You do some things. You correct it. And if that's the worst they play all year and they score 27 points and Xavier Worthy was a madman last night, let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, you're exactly. It's the start. It's a couple penalties. It's a couple drops from the difference between 6 and 3. And you're talking about the offense, what keeps this offense from finishing. It's the same as last year to me so far. It's the Chiefs. It's themselves.
It's themselves.
But the difference this season is I think they can figure it out themselves. I actually think they have the answers to solve these problems and actually excel. Whereas last year it was like, we don't have any answers. We're just going to go up and do what we can, which is just Mahomes being Mahomes and hope Kelce has some good catches. Pacheco maybe has it. Like, there's actually answers here. There are good players on this offense.
A lot of good players on this offense. And also, too, I think one of the keys was not having the ball first last night, because you let Baltimore take all the hits for the what the new rules are going to be this year. Clearly, if you're on the line of scrimmage, figure out how to line up.
And I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. The Chiefs had to deal with that all last year.
All last year.
They figured it out. Baltimore, you didn't.
Ronnie Staley had about, he just got called again, I think, for a penalty.
I think he false started on the flight back to Baltimore. Interesting, too, is that, like, when people, and this is what's interesting, and I can get back into this a little bit later, but when people would, you know, dissect Mahomes' emotions when things weren't going right because the same thing kept happening with drops with Kadarius Toney, you could say the same thing for John Harbaugh last night, because every time they called in, false start or illegal formation, whatever it was on Stanley or Staley, whatever his name is, 79. That's all you heard for the 79. First 10 minutes. False start or illegal shift or illegal formation, 79. They'd go to John Harbaugh, and every time it was WTF coming out of his mouth. And
he even said that in the postgame conference. Oh, yeah. He's like, well, we were the ones who were the guinea pig this year because we received.
We did it last year. We went through it last year.
And that's kind of what
Taylor.
He was saying. Like, we had it last year. You got it this year. First team on offense on that Thursday night is going to get exposed for whatever new penalty they're trying to shove down our throats.
And RG3 tweeted this last night. Chiefs have everything they need to three-peat. They just beat the talented, tough, and relentless Ravens team with 2-time MVP Lamar Jackson throwing for 273 and running for 122.
Yeah.
Only gave up 20 points, and Travis Kelce had 3 catches for 34 yards. This Chiefs team is deep. And then you get people that might not have got a lot of sleep last night and say, LOL, what game did you guys watch? The offense was clumsy but splashy. That was game one.
Game one.
They didn't have Hollywood Brown, and Travis Kelce had 3 catches for 34 yards. That offense is going to be fine. They did everything they were supposed to. Isaiah Pacheco was your Wade Davis. He closed the game out. Patrick Mahomes gave him the shove in to get the touchdown. Mm-hmm. Xavier Worthy was fantastic in game one in a gigantic playoff atmosphere type of feel. Looks like he'd been on this team forever. And you have the entire fan base going, nah, they don't need Tyreek Hill anymore. They never did need Tyreek Hill because they'll go find guys like this. And Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice were absolutely phenomenal last night. As Rashee Rice, I believe, had seven for 103 with a 14.7 average.
Did you not see a play that's going to work all year long? For years, Josh has been saying, give me the slant pass to the wide receiver across the middle, like with Dwayne Bowe back in the day. The Chiefs discovered that. To Rashee Rice last night, guys, that's an unstoppable pass. You cannot stop that slant pass. Rashee Rice even looked faster than he did last year. Like, you saw Rashee Rice playing yesterday in a situation where he was finally comfortable with the offense. He was a wily veteran last night. He wasn't playing and learning at the same time. He was just doing. There was no thinking. He was just going out there and making play after play after play after play. And then you get a little Xavier Worthy action going on right there, and Noah Gray, and they won a game and put up 27 points, and Travis Kelce had 34 yards receiving. A couple of big catches for Travis last night. But if you would have gone into the game saying, Travis Kelce has 34 yards receiving, tell me what's going to happen in this game, I don't think many people would have predicted a 27-point output for the Chiefs and a win over the Baltimore Ravens. They would have said, oh boy, what went wrong on offense? Right. Well, you know what went wrong on offense? Everything went right on offense last night, and they showed you now they've got weapons, they've got waves of weapons, they've got all kinds of guys that can beat you from any spot on that field. And if you're waking up this morning complaining about something that happened in that game last night, go back to bed.
Yeah, and I'll give credit where credit's due to the text line. Somebody says, if P. Ryan doesn't drop that pass, it was an easy touchdown. Possibly. It's game one, new system.
Yeah.
I'm not going to flag that guy for that.
Could have been a better pass.
Somebody says,
could have been a better pass. Right. Yeah, right.
And then somebody on the text line is, whatever, the 816. We would have killed for 27 points in a game last year so many times.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Yeah, absolutely. Like, you're taking the pressure off your defense again. They don't have to go out there and just limit you to 24 or under, which they did again last night. I do like this from the 816 on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. There's no such thing as a clumsy win versus the Ravens. It's exactly right. That's the second best team probably in the AFC. That's the team you played in the AFC championship game last year. You beat them by 7 points. And in the NFL, winning by seven, that's a big margin, guys. That's a big margin in the NFL. Yeah, look at every cover. Spread. It's 3.5, 4. You know, very rarely do you see a double-digit spread in the NFL. And when you win by a touchdown in this league, you put that other team to bed.
That's right. And I thought the other thing that stuck out, also to give credit to the text line, a big play from Xavier Worthy breaking up that would have been interception in the end zone, going from wide receiver to corner and knocking that ball out of the hands. Great play there as well. So when I look at this game last night, there's a lot more that we can get into. We're here till 10 a.m. and then they're going to kick us out, and Cody and Gold are going to come in here in about 3 seconds before our show, right after our show ends. But the best part about last night is 27 points against what's probably the second best defense in the AFC as of what we know of so far. Maybe the Ravens don't have what they had last year, but what we know of as of right now going in this season, these were team 1A and team 1B, and you are in control for basically...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You were in control for the entire game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.